Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Porfiria Alessandra, and today I'm sharing the studio with Wojtek. Is this the right pronunciation?
That's absolutely perfect pronunciation.
Thank you. Who is the Czech Republic ambassador of this year's edition of 28 Times Cinema. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, first of all, tell our listeners more about the 28 Times Cinema, as you are expected not only to judge film, but you have also the chance to attend workshops.
So, yeah, I mean, it was great experience. I'm very privileged to be here. I'm a filmmaker myself, so it's extremely interesting for me because now I get to see the films from the other side. Now I have to criticize them, now I have to analyze them. Obviously, in the process of making film, you're doing that, but you're, you know, emotionally attached to the project, and, you know, it's your work. And now, you know, you get the chance actually to reflect on the films, you know. So that's extremely interesting and invaluable, actually, for me as a filmmaker. And in terms of the workshops, I attended a workshop which focused on European cinemas and how to organize events in cinemas. So there was, again, very new insight for me because, again, I don't organize things. I'm usually the one who is invited or who wants to be invited. I mean, I think that it actually inspired me to organize some event in the Czech Republic because, yeah, I think there are some important issues like climate change, for instance, which should be addressed. And, you know, there are many opportunities to organize some screenings, for instance, which spread awareness about that. So this workshop helped me to understand the practical aspects of organizing things.
Right. So do you think they'll be useful for someone who wants to work in cinema in the future?
And now you mean the...
The workshops.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's, the biggest problem of the European cinema at the moment is distribution. So I think it's crucial for filmmakers to understand how it works and how things can be, you know, done and how difficult it is actually to organize something, you know, and to get financed. I think that we all should be more active in terms of that we can do a lot of initiatives ourselves, so, you know, we don't have to wait and, you know, for someone else to organize it for us. Actually, there are many programs, many, you know, funds, many, you know, authorities or places where you can get advice. So I think this workshop was useful in terms of that, you know, it shows that, you know, you can be active yourself.
Of course. And did you have the chance to see any other films? Not the Giornate degli Autori films, because we do not want to spoil anything, but maybe some film in competition?
Yeah, so basically I went to the cinema like 5 times a day. So
that's
usually
great.
It was 2 films from Giornate degli Autori and 3 films from either Mostra, the main competition, or out of competition. And what I like most, I think there are 2 films. It's Roma by Alfonso Cuarón. I think it's amazing. It might be his best film. I think it's beautiful. I think, you know, it's intimate. It's important. I'm super happy that it will be distributed by Netflix because I think that Netflix gives opportunity, to regular viewers to see films which they would not normally seen, such as Roma, or maybe even 22nd July. So I'm happy that those films will be distributed by them and, you know, that there is a chance that more people will see the film. And the second film I really loved was Sunset by Laszlo Nemes, if I'm pronouncing the name correctly. I'm not Hungarian.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm Czech, so you know it's a bit close to Hungarian, but you know, no, Hungarian. It's a very difficult language. Yeah, but anyway, it was a great film as well. I love the cinematographer as well, Matthias Eldeli, if I again pronounce his name correctly. He was credited as the second person, so that kind of shows the importance of the cinematographer. And you know, the whole film was composed almost in oneers, in you know, every single scene was done in one shot. And I think it was super interesting film, very abstract, very difficult, but when you crack what it was trying to say and what it was about, I think it was very rewarding, and it was really a masterpiece in terms of cinematography, production design, directing.
Thank you so much for sharing your experience. It was a pleasure. And this is Porfirio Alessandro for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.